My great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, Mark Hawkins, Amanda, and all those good folks have done such a good job for me in the past. I want to encourage you to get in touch with them. Get a couple of different opinions when it comes to your mortgage. I mean, you need to shop your mortgage around a little bit, refinancing it in case you need to get into something and maybe prepare for what might be coming down the road. Anytime you're buying a home, anytime you are thinking about remodeling your home, it's a great people to do it with is Prime Lending. These people have streamlined this process. Faxon, I know your dad will talk to you about it and has talked to you about it before. Mortgages are really one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Hopefully, it'll be your biggest expense. And you got to get the right people, the right interest rate, the right terms. And there's a bunch of decisions to be made. You want to do it 30 years. You want to do it 20 years. Do it 15 years. You want to, you know, how much you want to put down, all that. There's all decisions that these people will help you with and give you a bunch of data, a bunch of information on that. It's my great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, just one quick note before we get to our new segment here. A Deadhead Tiger has listened to us up in Minnesota. He's originally from the state of South Carolina. He's up in Michigan right now. Says, the tone and pace of playoff hockey announcers brings the intensity to a level unmatched in other professional sports. For someone to say hockey is boring is ignorant. Texture needs to be honest and admit that he can't keep up with what's going on. He's too lazy to figure it out. Have a blessed day. He's right about that. The announcers of playoff hockey.
It's electric.
It's intense. And you're on the edge of your seat because the announcers can make a great game. And Gary, whatever the guy's name is. Anyway, they're unbelievable. They're great. Sorry. I'll try a whole segment just coughing the whole time. No. So you and Walt got me inspired about something. Walt does a lot of lists, and is thought-provoking. We've got a bunch of texts on the subject this morning. We're going to try a whole segment of you text in 986-1566, and I'm going to quickly give you a rapid-fire top five.
Any topic.
Any topic in the world.
I love it.
It could be point guards, golfers, golf courses, basically baseball ballparks, pizza, Batman movies. I don't watch Batman, but you know what I'm saying.
That's a good idea.
Any topic in the world, 986-1566, you name it, I'm going to give you the top five. Now, this is a little bit like Win Game, because I can reserve, in Win Game, we hadn't played Win Game yet, Faxon, but in Win Game, you can reserve the right to change your mind 30 seconds later. It's not hard, fast, and somebody can bring a point. Oh, yeah, I'll change my mind on that one. I'm not going to do 1891. I'm not going to do that one. Top five Bollywood movies. I don't know what Bollywood is.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's a bit out of my realm.
That's
there.
My buddy Steve from Simpsonville. Top five best designated hitters.
Ooh, that's a good one.
All right. So now this is a historical thing. Because now both the National League and the American League have them. You got to go with David Ortiz in there somewhere. You got to go with Edgar Martinez in there somewhere. Those two have to be in the top five. I will listen to Jim Thomae.
Frank Thomas when he started DHing.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah.
I'll listen to that. But you got to go Edgar Martinez for sure. 100%. You got to go David Ortiz for sure. These guys just primarily designated hitters. Hal Baines in the Hall of Fame. Other guys. Don Baylor was more of a DH after a while. So I'm going to go with Baylor, 5. Baines, 4. Thomae, 3. Frank Thompson, 3. Edgar Martinez, 2. And we're going to go with David Ortiz, number 1.
I like that list.
Because Ortiz could not play any other position.
What is Oh, what's homeboy's name that played for the Brewers and the
Molitor?
Twins? Yeah.
Paul Molitor. He's in there.
He's up there.
He's got to be in there. Top five athletes all time from South Carolina.
Wow.
All right. Let me think about this a second. You know who's from South Carolina that people don't realize?
Who?
Smoking Joe Frazier.
Really?
Yes. Born in Beaufort, South Carolina. So are we talking about athletes in that were born here or raised here?
Or like went to school
here. Or went to school here, played here. Because you got to define it a little bit for me.
Because like Kevin Garnett is from South Carolina.
Kevin Garnett is in the conversation.
I think he's kind of, he might be fringe top five.
He would be in the conversation. Let me stew on this one a little bit.
Ray Allen's a good shout.
Ray Allen is a very good one there. But let me stew on that one a little bit. Probably need to do this. Top five Kentucky Derby winners. Look, it's Secretariat and then the rest of them. So Texas said Sheila Show Jackson for top five for South Carolina. I get that. Top five local public golf courses. Public being semi-private that you can get on. How about that? And then, again, man, you got to define this a little bit because local. Pete Maravich would be in there, by the way. And Jim Ed Rice, we're getting that in here. So you see what we're doing? See our text line exploding with this? This is going to be good. I'm going to do a daily top five list. Top five local, at least semi-private golf courses you can get on. Furman would be up there. I love my friends at basketball. Walker would be up there. I see I'm getting in trouble here. As far as now, semi-private. Like, you don't have to play with a member. Because I like Smithfield. But do you have to play with a member there? I'm not sure. I think layout-wise, I got to go to Furman. I think Furman's number one, at least. Top five Olympic events. I think the 100 meters in track. The 200 meters. Well, so you say Bolt, Michael Johnson do both of those? Those are certainly up there. The downhill will be up there. Depending on who you are, I mean, who actually wins it in there? Olympic sporting event. Some of the relays in swimming. Michael Phelps has been able to do some of that. Those would be in there. Top five restaurants. Where, man? You got to give me some parameters.
That's really broad.
Top five salad dressings. Ranch would be in there. Blue cheese would be in there. Any of the creamy stuff for me. Like, how about some? I'm going to add to it peppercorn ranch. I'm going to add to it like any of the creamy stuff.
I'm more of a balsamic vinaigrette type person.
Oh, you're more of a vinegar based.
Yeah. Guy. But nah. Ranch blue cheese, like those are classics, obviously. Yeah, yeah. Can't go wrong there either.
Yeah. But some of the, you know, the spicy ranch, the peppercorn ranch, you got to put those guys in there.
I like that.
Top five sports movies. All right. And this one, well, look at our text. I might have to do two segments of this. In this one, Field of Dreams has to be in it, but you and your dad are close. You've seen Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Field of Dreams is a father-son movie, not a baseball movie. The theme of Field of Dreams is baseball is the carrier to it, but this is about fathers and sons. All right?
If we're on the topic of baseball, but it's actually a baseball movie, Moneyball's got to be up there.
Moneyball is up there. I like Moneyball. I thought the acting in Moneyball was good.
That was just a good story.
It's a great story. True story. Moneyball's up there. I got to be honest with you. A League of Their Own. Kind of enjoyed it. Golf's a hard movie. You know, I didn't see the Mercedes versus whatever movie. I didn't see that one.
Really?
Yeah, did you see it? Ferrari, Mercedes, or Ferrari and Ford, or whatever the thing was?
I've never seen that one.
Didn't see that one. You know, I hadn't seen Remember the Titans, but I'm going to give Remember the Titans. Hey, Texture makes a good point here. Draft Day. Draft Day is one of the most underrated movies in all the movies.
That's a good movie.
It's a really good movie. It had some great drama in it. And he had enough behind-the-scenes stuff. Enough. If there's enough sports, but you had enough drama in there, too. He had a little love story in there, too. I'm going with it. How about the other one Costner was in when he threw the perfect game? What was that one?
Oh. I'm hoping the text line bails me out here because I can see like, the four main characters, but yeah. I can't put my finger on the
movie. He goes in the zone or whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot. hopefully, you know, we're opening. The text lines are open. Bail us out here. I'm pulling a blank.
The guy, he's a Detroit Tiger, and he throws a no-hitter. He keeps going back. Text said Rudy and Brian Song. Brian Song, tearjerker. Rudy, a little bit overrated.
The rookie.
No, that's not it. Miracle's great. For the love of the game. That's it. For the love of the game. Miracle was great. You guys don't have enough talent to win on talent alone. Added to that list of South Carolina athletes, Texas say Bill and Jay Haas. Maybe. I put Jay Haas in there so far.
Got to get a basketball movie in the top five, I feel like. Go Hoosiers or Coach Carter.
Hoosiers, great. I hadn't seen Coach Carter. White Men Can't Jump.
Great movie.
What was Jesus Shackelford? What was that one?
Oh, man. I don't know if I've seen that one. Hoosiers is a classic, though. That's like kind of like a safe pick, I feel like.
Top five athletes in South Carolina, Texas, said Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson won major championships, so you got to think about that one for sure. Texas said top five ex-girlfriends. Come on, man. My wife's listening. Can't do that. He got game. The Natural would be in there for movies. Got to give him that for sure. And again, I'm going to watch Remember the Titans one day. I've seen about 30 minutes of Remember the Titans, and it looks really, really good.
It's the most active I've ever seen the text line.
See, I told you, man.
It's popping.
I'm sitting here thinking, but it's just organic. And it's, are you glad you didn't know about it before? My son loves The Sandlot. So The Sandlot would certainly be in there. Here's the true story. We're sitting around in my front yard, and my son pretends to be Sandlot characters. Like, I'm Squints, right? And he's the really good guy, the Dodgers guy, whatever he is. You know, Texas said Cinderella Man, great boxing movie, true story. Hadn't seen that one. But would you put in there Raging Bull? Little Robert De Niro? Little Joe Pesci? Hadn't seen Seabiscuit. Heard it's pretty good.
Bad News Bears. That's a good Bears shout.
The original one with Matthau would be one. The later one with Billy Bob, nah, not as much.
Yeah, none of this remake around here. Originals only.
Nathan said, athletes from South Carolina, DeAndre Hopkins, Betsy Rawls, Joe Hamilton, Jim Rice, Bobby Richardson, Roscoe Crosby.
Forgot about Nuke.
Nuke. Major League would be considered in that top five. Let me get some more listening here for you. Got a lot of movie folks getting in there. Texas said Thousand Island. You know, you got to put Thousand Island in that deal here. Here's one for you. Final one of the segment. We might do more. Top five desserts.
Oh.
Let me be very, very clear about this. Bluebell natural vanilla bean ice cream is number one, and there's a chasm between number two. You can throw in some coconut cream pie. You can throw in some coconut cake. My grandma made a great, like an almond butter nut cake.
You a big coconut guy?
Love coconut. Anytime you can get me any kind of toffee in there, too, like a Heath Bar Blizzard type situation.
I like that.
You're in there.
I like that action.
Texas said banana pudding. Banana pudding is a wide range of dessert. Great banana pudding is great. Bad banana pudding is insufferable. Bad. You can't finish it.
That's a high-risk, high-reward dessert.
It is a high-risk, high-reward thing for sure.
Can't put it in the top five. You gotta tell me who's making the banana pudding.
That's exactly right. There's too many parameters that you gotta do with that one. But I'm different. I like hard, crunchy cookies. The soft, any kind of cookie dough. No, you can save all that.
There's nothing better than just like a soft chocolate chip cookie that's warm.
How about this? Oh, not soft, man. Can't do that.
You're not a soft person?
No, I like hard, crunchy cookies. My cookies need to make noises.
I don't know if I can get behind that.
Oh,
I think we differ there.
We're going to do like me and Walt just yelling at each other about this one. No, how about this one? How about a little blackberry cobbler a la mode? With some vanilla ice cream.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Blackberry cobbler?
No.
Oh,
I've
man.
I've had peach cobbler. I've had apple cobbler. I don't know if I've had...
Those are good.
I love blackberry cobbler. I love blackberries, right. So I would assume I would like blackberry cobbler.
Blackberry cobbler, but it has to be either whipped cream or some vanilla ice cream. Preferably vanilla ice cream. Preferably Bluebell vanilla bean.
So blackberry cobbler with that Bluebell vanilla bean is your, like, that's... That's upper echelon.
Yeah, it's upper echelon, yeah. You know, some good lemon pound cake.
I love that.
A great listener show makes a really good, like, an orange pound cake with some orange icing on it, too. That's up there. Yeah, I agree with 6848, who says ice cream in general is number one among all foods, not just dessert. Very good. Very good.
This guy said Mickey was my favorite Roar host until he said he likes rock hard cookies.
Look, cookies, you need to cook cookies. Cookies is the only thing that you don't cook that you like. Like, as far as foods go. So, Texas makes a good point. Cheesecake, but it's got to be good cheesecake. Got to have some good toppings on there. Maybe a little key lime pie in there. But coconut cream pies still takes the part as far as pies go. But here's the thing about cookies. Like, you don't want half-done bread. You like half-done pizza?
No.
Cook the cookie. The cookie needs to be crunchy.
But there's something about, like, the aspect of a warm, soft cookie, like, melting in your mouth, like, with the chocolate
running
off.
That's what I have teeth for. The teeth can grind the cookie up. But you can't have, like, what's the point? If people eat raw cookie dough, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. You make your cookie dough really thin, and you burn it. Matter of fact, Faxon, get you a little black on the bottom of your homemade cookie.
I can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
A burnt cookie?
Yeah, we're a little bit black, like the slightest shades of black.
No way.
And you crunch it up a little bit. Oh, yeah.
I cannot get behind that.
No, for sure.
Nobody's mentioned donuts. I feel like that's being slept on, like a hot glazed donut from Krispy Kreme.
But it's got to be hot.
It's got to be hot, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, have you had the coconut donut? Toasted coconut on donuts?
I think I have had that one. With the little flakes.
My wife said you're wrong about cookies. As you can see, by the way, no one agrees with you on cookies.
I think you're in the minority here.
Cookies need to make a noise when you eat it. Like, it almost hurts your teeth a little bit when you eat a cookie. Texas said Mickey cooks his steaks. Well done. No. Quickly on steaks. Top steak, reverse sear. Try that one. I tell you what, this has been so popular. We'll do this once a day from now on, and we'll take two or three. I let it go this time. Not too long, but I got a bunch of topics in there. So we'll pick out top five lists moving forward. I would say 100 texts came in that segment. Is that fair? Look at that.
I think that's an understatement. It was like 150 to 200, honestly. There was at one point where there was like a 30-second period where the blue on the Mighty Text just kept going bing, bing, and like,
yeah,
there were five notifications.
Yeah, you can't keep up with them. I like it. Top five list. You and Watt have inspired me. We'll take a break. I might do a couple of more. And then I want to talk some Clemson baseball. And in the third hour, all PGA Championship preview stuff. So short break, Facts of Childress, Mickey Plotter, much more on the other side right after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Is your family growing? Are your home needs changing? Or do the walls seem to be closing in with introducing new family members? The home buying process can be so overwhelming. At Brownhaven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up, along with a team of experts. Brownhaven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website at brownhavenhomes.com to make a house a home.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where your favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
For years, we've shared with you why Roto-Rooter should be your plumber. You've told us about the great work Roto-Rooter does for your home and your business. That same Roto-Rooter we promote is also a great place to work. In fact, your earning potential as a plumber with Roto-Rooter is up to you, with compensation ranging from $50,000 to $100,000 plus and full benefits. Roto-Rooter locally invests in your health benefits, in your well-being, and in your future. Studies indicate that 1 in 7 plumbing jobs in America is done by a Roto-Rooter plumbing professional. And with the continued strong growth in homes and new businesses across the Carolinas, you'll have plenty of work to keep you busy and earn between $50,000 and $100,000 plus. Roto-Rooter's been around nearly 90 years, and the local owners have been a part of that legacy for over 30. Find out more at rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com. You'll thank me later.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
While you're hiding your face behind the 2-inch collar of your jacket, we're punishing a train heat pump at 0 degrees. While you're waiting out a Little League rain delay, we're dumping 5 inches of water an hour on a train air conditioner that's still running. While you're doing whatever it is you do, we're testing, retesting, engineering, and re-engineering to keep up with you. We run together.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hey guys, do you need more energy, more stamina, and to shed that winter weight? Of course you do. Book a consult today at lowcountrymail.com. We have customized weight loss plans that keep that weight off for good. Testosterone replacement plans are just $7 a day. We are a concierge service where medication, doctor visits, and much, much more are included in a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, straightforward pricing, results that matter. Make man men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the top row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We'll talk some Clemson baseball in this segment. Let me wrap up on our list. We'll do this once a day now. And I want to thank everybody. Faxon said it's 150 texts that came in. You know, after looking at it, I think you're right.
it was overwhelming.
Yeah, of people wanting to know. And what we didn't get to were top five Pearl Jam songs. We didn't get to top five dog breeds. We didn't get to a bunch of these. Top five WCCP hosts, top five WCCP shows, top five places to eat in Clemson. By the way, top five WCCP shows, Facts and Childress leading that list for sure.
Man, that's high praise right there.
Top five places to eat in Clemson area. Again, this is different.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, what are you looking for? We're lucky. We have good food here.
Yeah.
And we got some paid sponsors. I'm going to stay away from that one. We'll do a whole segment on that eventually. I'm just finishing up with the dessert, with the cookie talk. Matt from Belton probably said it best. I had one of the most clear-cut takes here. Mickey, you're the best radio show host in the world. Until I heard your cookie take, Matt from Belton. Another one said, I'm off to music now. I can't take your cookie take. Look, let's be clear. The best cookie that our great Heavenly Father has ever decided to grace us with so far is the Biscoff cookie that you get on airlines. I buy these at the store now. My wife and my kid, we love them. My wife, my kid and I love them.
I know all the listeners right now are thinking, what in the world's going on? And I was objecting this at break. This was the conversation over break when this was called, and I quote, the perfect cookie was the airline Biscoff cookie. I think that's an important thing.
Here's what I'm telling you. If God made anything better than Blue Bell ice cream or Biscoff cookies, he saved it for himself.
So have you tried the Biscoff cookie dipped in Blue Bell ice cream
combo?
Now
you're talking, Jackson. Now you're talking, friend. I've recently stumbled upon natural vanilla bean, Blue Bell ice cream with some Heath bar shell. You put it on top of it, it makes a crunchy shell with the Heath and the toffee on that one. That's great.
Mickey, I've got to say that I'm now getting personal texts slandering the Biscoff cookie name.
Oh, the Biscoff cookie is worth fighting for. There's nothing greater than being on an airline. When you're on a flight, you have to win your armrest battle. If you're on connecting to a seat, which you are. So you got to win the armrest battle. Roy Philpott always takes that. I'll take a picture of me winning the armrest battle so you get it rather the person doesn't get it beside you. And then for some reason, if the person from you beside you is asleep and you get their Biscoffs. Or I made a deal with the flight attendant one time. It's like, all right, here's the deal. Any of the leftovers? I've done this before. Ma'am, I'm sorry. Look, I feel a little lightheaded. My blood sugar's a little off. Do you have any more of those Biscoffs? I'll do what it takes for Biscoff.
Dude,
I'll fake a diabetic attack for Biscoff.
You were faking lightheadedness for an extra two-pack of Biscoff cookies?
Yes, that's how good Biscoffs are. There's been plenty of times.
Funniest thing I've ever heard.
Look, let me tell you. You know, they sell them now in grocery stores. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
I will look at prices of everything. I don't care what the price of Biscoffs are. If you have Biscoffs, and if we're out of Biscoffs at the house, and if I get a Biscoff, we're getting Biscoffs.
So it's like the people that are like, I don't care what gas prices are because I'm going to need gas. That's you, but that's with me. Biscoff cookies.
That's exactly right.
What is the texter 7800 goes, I agree, Biscoff cookies are the best. These can't be real people.
Because when you eat a Biscoff cookie, here's what you get. The only thing better than tasting the cookie is hearing the cookie. You have to be able to hear your cookie.
Spur 412 says those airline cookies are like the Scooby snacks.
Of course they are, man. Of course they are. Biscoff's the best. Biscoff's worth fighting for.
I can't believe this. I did not think this is what I would be talking about when that 5:15 alarm went off this morning, but here I am slandering the Biscoff name on live air.
I try to be honest, and I try not to tell fibs. I can tell a fib that when the person beside me is asleep, that I will tell the airline, the flight attendant, they ask for Biscoff when they wake up. I'll hold it for them.
You've done that before?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
So you have faked being lightheaded and also spoken on a random person that is asleep attack for an extra two-pack of Biscoff cookies.
I feel a little bit dizzy. Have any more of those Biscoffs? Of course. I run the Biscoff scam, man. They're better in the air, too, by the way.
So is that just placebo at that point?
Yes.
100%.
These are... Matt and Belt said, what you're referring to are called crackers.
No, seriously. I was about to say, like, if you want something crunchy, why don't you go eat a bag of chips?
Because you get the best of both worlds. You get the sugar and the chip. You get the crunch.
So you would eat a sugar chip.
You like crackers? You eat crackers?
I could.
How come you don't eat, like, Cheez-It dough?
I could use the same logic, though. So, like, let's say Lay's.
Soft, old, stale Cheez-Its that are, like, soft.
Let's say an employee at Lay's who is soon to be fired launches a chocolate chip cookie chip. Are you going to purchase that? Are you going to purchase a bag of chocolate chip cookie chips?
Is it crunchy?
Yes.
Yeah. See, when I was a kid, Chips Ahoy was the thing, man. We didn't have cookie dough when I was a kid. Like, people didn't eat cookie dough. We cooked our cookies. Cookies have to be cooked. Come on.
Hey, you brought this one texter back. He said, I disagree with Nikki sometimes, and I'm an Oreo guy, but I forgot about Biscoffs. Gotta agree. Like, these can't be real people.
Okay. Oreo is a great example of it. What's better, a hard, crunchy Oreo or a soft Oreo?
I like my Oreo when you dip it in some milk.
That's fine, but it starts out very firm. It
does. I guess I understand. I can get more behind the Oreo than the four or five texters you brought out that because are coming to bat for the Biscoff cookie brand.
Oh, man, Biscoff's the best.
I'm convinced that you, like, planted some of these people. Like, you've got, like, a little Biscoff Facebook group that you've got to text
you
in.
You got the text line. All right, guys, text in right now. No, true story. Biscoff, man. You got a good Biscoff. Let me get John talking a little Clemson baseball. Tigers took it on the chin last night, 17-2. It's not a good subject this morning. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning. Mickey, I'm just going to say one thing. I'm not a cookie guy, but you give me a bowl of homemade red beans and rice with some andouille sausage and a little bit of onion and a pound of cornbread.
Okay.
Partner. I got a pound of cornbread, baby.
I got something for you, John. I got something for you. On Twitter, you got to follow this guy called Hold the Mayo. Now, I will warn you, the language is bad, but he does these hot plate reviews on Twitter of $8.99 hot plates with red beans and rice and the cornbread that sticks to it. And, again, you got to get past the language, but he did some Jazz Fest stuff, and he goes to all these corner grocery stores and gets the hot plates on Styrofoam. And I'm telling you, man, the guy cracks me up. I got a group chat on that going right now. You got to admit, man, boy, he's sweating from the red beans getting so hot on him. Red beans and rice. Hold the Mayo on Twitter. You got to watch this guy.
That's cool. All right, Mickey, I'm going to get to it. And if I step on people's toes, please forgive me for all you other listeners out there, but you can't take it 17-2. I'm not disputing that Coastal Carolina won a national championship. I'm not disputing that they're a great baseball team. But Clemson is supposed to be better than that. Here's my problem with it. I listened to Monty Lee yesterday in the pregame press conference, and his exact words were, we've got to get through two times through the order with our starter. We need to do that. He didn't say we got to. He said we need to do that. And if we do that, I feel comfortable that our bats can keep us in this game. Mickey, that didn't happen. And here's the problem with all of that. You have to agree. If they make the tournament, and that is a big if now, you cannot, this late in the season, be relying just on the batting offense to keep you in baseball games. It doesn't work. You've got to have pitching down the stretch, and you cannot go into a game in the ACC tournament expecting to throw seven arms before the fourth inning. That's unacceptable. But this is not a coaching issue. It's not just a coaching issue. This is a bigger issue than that. And it's like you said 2 weeks ago, Mickey, the ACC does not get some of the top players like the SEC and other leagues do due to scholarship issues. So that's not a coaching issue. That is a scholarship ACC issue. But here's my gig. Everybody in the ACC that makes the tournament this year has had to play through adversity. They're talking about Cooper Engle being gone. I get it. But if you want to make the tournament, you can't go lay an egg at 17-2. You can't do that. That's not going to look good on your resume. And I get it. They didn't have a lot of sleep, and I get it. The Virginia series was long and arduous, and there was rain delays and all of this other stuff. But the truth is, you've got to perform better than that. You've got to get results out of that pitching staff, or you're not going to make it past the first two games in the tournament. Agree or disagree?
Here's where I agree with you. I don't buy the sleep thing. I don't buy the travel thing. You're young. You got all the – man, when I was 20 years old, I was on top of the world, and I don't buy the rest thing at all. Now, maybe for French having to catch every inning, maybe, but I don't buy all that other stuff. Mental, tired, maybe, whatever. I don't buy that. I think that's an excuse. What I don't agree with, though, is that midweek games in pitching – let me quickly run this for you last night, all right? Here's – I'm just looking at – I'll give you the ACC, the SEC, and the top 25, all right? Notre Dame scored 14 last night. Maryland scored 12. Tennessee scored 18. Louisville scored 10. You had Stanford scored 19 last night of the – let me give you the ACC quickly. Midweek baseball games. Again, Notre Dame scored 14. Maine scored 18. Coastal Carolina scored 17. Wake Forest scored 18. Duke scored 11. Penn State scored 19. NC State scored 20. So the point there is, and I'll do the SEC quickly. Let me find these guys down here. SEC midweek games last night. Again, Tennessee 18, Georgia scored 18, Kentucky scored 13, Mississippi State scored 14. LSU scored 19 last night. They gave up 7-1 to Northwestern State. The point is, in midweek games, running out of pitching late in the season, I think Monty's right. You got to score runs. Clemson 17-2 is bad. It's just a loss. But midweek games, man, you run out of pitching and you got to get ready for the weekend and the conference series. There's a reason why teams scored 19 and 18 and 14 and 13 runs last night. It's tough. Tough time of year for everybody. But Coastal didn't have a hard time. They only gave up two. So you give them credit. Coastal's good.
Okay, what does that say for pitching down the – I mean, what do you do if you make the tournament? Are you gonna rely on using seven arms in the first inning just to get you through a ball game?
Watch what happens. I mean, no. If you got to do that, you're gonna lose anyway. But watch what happens. In the first round of these conference and of the regionals, you'll see 5-2, 7-1, 6-4. In the second round, it'll be 9-6. In the third round, it'll be 10-8. In the fourth, you know, by the time you get to the finals, whatever, it's gonna be 14-11. Just because.
All right, so my final question.
Yeah, 11.7 scholarships, and man, you gotta at certain point in times, the pitching has to lead you early, and then later on as the series goes, you look at on Sunday scores. Sunday scores are higher than Friday scores.
Everyone's arms give out.
Right, so everybody's doing it. So that's where your offense has to take over. You got to win games in two different ways, in my opinion.
Okay, so my final question is if they don't take all three from Boston College, are they still in? And I'll take that off there.
Thank you, John. They are one game up on Duke right now. They have to do just as good as Duke or better to get in. And the way the tiebreaker works, I think they get in with the tiebreaker right now. So whatever Duke does at Virginia Tech, if Duke sweeps, they got to sweep. If Duke wins 2 out of 3, they got to win 2 out of 3. If Duke wins 1 of 3, they got to win 1 of 3. If Duke gets swept, then they can get in by getting swept. So it all depends on Duke as well. A short break, much more on the side after this. April showers bring May flowers, but it can also bring a bunch of unwanted issues with your home. Make sure you're prepared for the rain with the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. No homeowner wants to deal with a damp or wet basement, which is why Canty Foundation Specialists provides the best basement waterproofing solutions available. Our expert waterproofers know how to identify the cause and can provide you with a high-quality waterproof system that will eliminate those problems. Canty can fix it. Call 844-333-7354.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what first class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
The magic to save fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on on water furnace geothermal systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water furnace. Magic right under your feet.
Brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. I want you to be happy. Thing is, I'm happy because of PhD Weight Loss. I'm down. I went from the mid 190s to the mid to high 160s. And I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. 167 on the scale this morning.
And you don't seem like you're having any issues maintaining now.
No, I really am not. Because I've got a good routine.
Yes.
Pretty good routine.
Your lifestyle has changed.
That's right. And it's been great. Other than my pants don't fit. It's been great.
Yes.
Which, good problems to have. Someone, I heard it was through third party, but there was someone at church who listened to the show, Ron, who has started PhD. I mean, I'm hearing those testimonials all the time for people going to see him, people on their first week, second week, third week. I keep those testimonials coming because I like to hear the life change that people are having with our friends at PhD.
It makes me really happy for people to make health a priority.
MyPhDWeightLoss.com. It's MyPhDWeightLoss.com, the website. Set up an appointment.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers four-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a five-year warranty. Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Don't let the automotive chip shortage put the brakes on your income. Glen Raven is hiring manufacturing workers in all Sunbrella plants. It's a great opportunity to join an established company that manufactures high-quality, sought-after Sunbrella products. Whether you're skilled in manufacturing and ready to start immediately, or new and willing to be trained, 40 to 48 hour work weeks are available for all full-time employees. Plus, you can earn premium pay for night shifts. In addition to earning highly competitive pay, you'll also enjoy paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness, and more. Sunbrella is hiring, whether you've worked in manufacturing for years or if you're new to manufacturing and willing to be trained. Shift gears today and get on board with Sunbrella. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. That's join.sunbrella.com.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are at home for the regular season finale as they play host to the Boston College Eagles. With this being the last series of the season, the Tigers look to end things strong with some wins. Airtimes begin at 5:30, 2:30, and 11:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
I seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't see.
Hey, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Let the Patterson's Tax Service take care of you when it comes to your bookkeeping, your payroll, your accounting, the daily stuff you do. We love the Patterson's Tax Service. They will save you money. They're going to maximize your taxes. You're going to love it. It's Patterson's Tax Service, PATTX.com. Call them today, 859-8289. Small businesses, let them work with you. Let them do your bookkeeping and let them do your payroll stuff. And let them just take that off of you. Do your tax planning, your tax evaluation, and it will be better in the end. PATTAX.com. Tiger Harley's a great listener, great caller. He goes, I'm not so much on the raw cookie dough, but what kind of terrorist are you wanting a burnt cookie?
That was one of the best texts we got today.
Here's a really good question to kind of wrap up the whole cookie thing. When it comes to the brownie, you want the middle piece or the edge?
I'm a middle piece guy, but I already know you're going to say the edge because that crunch.
The crunch on the end, man. You got to get the crunch on the end.
I do prefer the crunch on the brownie to the cookie, I will say. I'm not upset at an edge piece, but if you burn my cookie, I'm going to throw a fit. I can't do that.
You haven't been, burnt right for you. I'm not talking about burnt, slap black like hockey puck. All right? I'm talking about a light breading of black. Where you can hear it.
A light breading.
Yeah, you got to hear it. Just hear it a little bit. Clemson baseball, just to want to quickly mention that. Again, I know people are upset by 17-2. Personally, the 17-2 doesn't bother me as much as the loss bothers me. The story is the loss. Like, losing to Coastal hurts you. Coastal's 27th in your RPI. I get all that. But in the midweek games, once it gets out of hand, it's out of hand, and so what? You don't come back. But losing, if you'd lost 8-2, 10-2, 12-2, 14-2, it's embarrassing. You don't like it. 17-2 is, to me, not a whole lot different than 7-2. I don't care about that. You lost the game. And in the end, that's the story. Because you had to use 9 pitchers, to be honest with you, all those pitchers that pitched last night, no one pitched well. All 9 pitchers for Clemson last night gave up a base runner. Hoffman only didn't get make it past the second inning. 3 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs. Olenchuk lasted a third of an inning, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, only 2 of them earned, though. Walked a guy. Dill last night walked 3 in 1 inning, walked 3 and gave up 2 runs. Lindley gave up a hit and 2 runs, and no, it didn't get anybody out. Talent got 1 guy out, gave up 2 walks and 2 hits and 3 runs. Labriola pitched 1 2/3. He probably pitched the best. He gave only 1 hit and 1 2/3. Williams, who I thought would start but didn't, in 1 inning gave up 2 hits and a walk. Reed, a hit, and there's 1 inning, a hit and 2 walks. And Edmondson was the only guy who didn't give up. Well, Dill didn't give a hit, but he gave up 3 walks. A walk and no hits in 1 inning, but still gave up a base runner there. 10 walks by the pitching staff last night.
Certainly not the 90s Braves.
No. No Glavin Smoltz. None of those guys with that one, Maddox. 10 walks, gave up 14 hits, 10 walks, and hit. How many batters they hit last night? 1, 2, 3. Gave up six hit batsmen last night?
We hit 6 people last night?
One guy, Garrison, got hit 3 times. Did Garrison get hit 3 times? What do they have against this guy? No. That's a pinch hit situation or something. He didn't get hit 3 times, did he? Anyway, at least 4 hits batsmen last night.
At least, you know, on a positive note, can't get worse.
No. Coastal scored 17 runs but left 13 guys on base.
Maybe it can get worse.
So, and the offense wasn't a whole lot better. Just 2 runs, just 8 hits. But I get it. You're mad that you lost 17-2. I get it. The loss is the story, though. Once it's out of hand, it's out of hand, so what? You're just eating those innings up. As far as overreacting to a loss, overreacting to a win, let's just see where we are. Texas said, what bothers me is Coastal has a better program than we do. They do? Now, this year, Coastal dominated Clemson. But not according to the RPI. Clemson's ahead of Coastal in the RPI. Coastal 27, Clemson 23. Matter of fact, are you bothered right now that – at least with RPI-wise, Clemson's better than Oregon, Georgia Tech, Arkansas, NC State, LSU, TCU, Arizona, Ole Miss, Oklahoma. That's what the RPI's telling you. They have a better program? I don't disagree with that. Yeah, they have 1 national championship. That's maybe lightning in a bottle there. I get that. But are they a better baseball program? I don't know. I think we can argue against that. All PGA golf talk in hour 3. Let me get Powell and Jim to finish out this hour. PJ, good to have you up at the crack of 8 o'clock this morning.
Since the veins in your neck are bursting, I'm going to even make them burst even more right now.
All right.
Have you seen what the state of Missouri is doing about NIL?
I have not.
Their Senate and their House of Representatives have passed a bill, and some way, the schools in Missouri have to go out and solicit money for NIL for the players. And the coaching staffs have to tell the players how much money they're going to get from NIL. Now, the bill hasn't been signed by the governor yet, but it's passed in the House and the Senate.
So the coaching staff is putting the prices on it?
The coaching staff must tell the players that they're recruiting how much money they're going to get from NIL.
They have to tell the players.
This is what the bill is supposed to do.
The bill then is in direct contrast to the NCAA rules. The NCAA rules say that you cannot have pay for play and you cannot have inducements to high school athletes to come to your college. So what the legislators in Missouri are doing is a direct breaking. At least some of these people aren't breaking the NCAA rules because they're saying, well, they don't get to get here, blah, blah, blah. They're circumventing the rules. What you're saying is Missouri is telling high school kids what they will make, which is an inducement to come play at Missouri, which is breaking the rules.
Now, before you really fall off a chair over there, and I think that it's House Bill 1401 in California. Have you seen that one?
I have not.
You need to look that up because they're saying that what they want to do is football, basketball, and women's basketball. We'll actually enjoy profit sharing. And I think that they're going to get something like 30 to 40% of the revenue that's generated.
Let me ask you this.
For the players.
Are they paying 30 to 40% of the expenditures?
I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work. You have to look that bill up and see. But it's the one that could really change college athletics altogether, because I don't know what would happen to the other sports.
Hey, I'm all for it. If you want to say, all right, athletes, you're gonna get profit sharing, revenue sharing. You're gonna do that. I'm all for that. But also want to say, hey, wait a minute now. You know what? The power bill's due, and your insurance bill's due. Then are you gonna kick in on that? Because sign me up for forgetting but not having to pay for anything. Anyway.
Well, you're right. But now, this thing is supposed to guarantee each one of those players about $200,000 a year.
Something is wrong where the athletes making $200,000 a year when the professors aren't. Something is broken in our education system to where a student athlete is going to make more than the professor. I'm sorry. I can't. Can't hide behind something's wrong with that model.
Well, I still want to. I'm waiting because, I mean, you've been blowing on this for months now.
Years. So 2 years.
Really, years, okay.
Yeah, 2 years.
I want you to really get involved in that, and I can't wait for tomorrow to come.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hey, Dodgers, got to let you go, but Dodgers sweep doubleheader yesterday. Good job. Nice. Good win for you.
Yeah, after losing 4 in a row.
It was a nice comeback for you. Good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Nice comeback for you. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. I got to get top of that. Yeah.
Well, we're hurting with our pitching right now.
Ooh, I feel so bad for the Dodgers. My heart bleeds for you. I feel so bad. Facts, do you feel bad for them?
Man.
Just bleeds for them.
It must just really be hard being a Dodgers fan and having a $300 million payroll.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you probably can relate to that a little bit, too.
Man, this is terrible. Judge had a couple of home runs last night. Look, revenue sharing. We're gonna give the athletes 30 to 40%. They gonna pay the bills too, or now? By the way, you put them up in dorms and you give them health care and you give them food and you give them tuition and you give them books and you give them eye care and you give them all the nutrition stuff and you give them all that, and then they go get 30 to 40% of the revenue too, without putting anything in. this is the greatest business model ever for a student athlete. We have lost our way, friends. Lost our way. All Golf Talk, hour 3 after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.